Hey, this is Pete Cironis, and I am here this week to chat with my colleague, Greg Deloche from On Point Consulting. Yesterday, the United States federal government's Chief Information Officer Council, specifically the Innovation Committee, held an inaugural symposium on fraud detection and prevention, a topic that a lot of technologists, Greg, as you know, say, well, that's really not our bailiwick. That's a financial thing. But it was a day chock full of incredible stories that referenced the federal IT operating plan, brought together folks from the CFO community and CIO community. So I got a lot of insight. I had the opportunity to moderate a panel. There was so much information there that I'm pretty jazzed about chatting with you about what you took away. So why don't you comment a little at a high level on what struck you as an interesting topic or takeaway?
Thanks, Pete. As always, pleasure to talk to you again. The first thing that stood out at a high level is just how prevalent fraud is in our nation. You had the federal CIO, Claire Martirana, talk about how it's not just the financial sector, it's all across the board. And a key factor in how we're going to be able to protect against it is government collaboration, which I'm sure we'll get into a lot here in our conversation. So overall thoughts, great event. It's great to hear from a lot of the different CIOs. Awesome how some of the panels had an industry perspective, companies like MITRE and Gartner, which are playing a key role as well.
Those are great shout outs to that industry public-private partnership. I'll just say high level, some of the challenges they highlighted. One, agencies are at varying levels of maturation as it pertains to fraud detection and prevention. You brought that up and we learned a lot yesterday. In fiscal year 22 alone, the government realized $4.48 billion of confirmed fraud. And then that the government realized over $246 million of improper payments in fiscal year 22. As I was hearing these numbers, and they even got into the trillions, remember, Greg? And it was like, holy cow, this isn't going away tomorrow. And what I enjoyed hearing was once we got through all these facts and figures, that collaboration aside, it was like these communities. We had the CFO from OMB, Ms. Deirdre Harrison. We had, of course, you mentioned Claire from the CIO. And I just thought it was kind of cool how the technology community and finance community came together. Just to emphasize your point, you know, collaboration, there's no shortage of that. But you and I were talking about this proactive posture.
Yeah, specifically your panel, Hassan Yassar was there from Carnegie Mellon, and he got into how we really need to kind of transform and proactive rather than reactive in not just the fraud, but as a government overall. And that goes back to certainly some of the technologies and the modernization efforts that are going on. Harrison Smith kind of put caution to that rather than saying, you know, you can have all these shiny tools in a corner and yeah, they'd be great to use, but you need to find the right solution for your problem and really taking a step back and figuring out, okay, first we need to have problem identification. What's the problem that we're trying to solve? Now start thinking about what's the best solution for our specific problem. And the collaboration again is key to that. We need to certainly highlight what the government's trying to do and foster a more collaborative environment. Open and transparent government is certainly beneficial. And a lot of people talked about that. You mentioned Ann Duncan, and that was one of her opening remarks, right? We need to start sharing some of those best practices and solutions that solve our specific problems.
And I'm going to riff off you for a minute. Claire Montarana, some of the words that really resonated with me was that this is an all of government effort, right? And this is the CIO folks talking. And yes, identity is a key component when you're talking about fraud and, of course, cybersecurity and that journey that doesn't end. And zero trust, as you mentioned, we brought that a little bit up, Greg, on the panel I had the fortune of leading, which was, again, with Hassan Yassar and Matt Friedman and Daniel Ayoub and Kyle Armstrong from TRM Labs, who's former Justice Law Enforcement. I also love that Deirdre brought up that it's really important to have the right tools so we can get the money to the right people. And that really, to me, you know, typified, is it AI? Is it a better workforce development tool? Is it an upskilling need? But the money that, you know, we all know with the unemployment insurance, and again, the focus around the post-COVID or during COVID, there was so much money being pushed out. And it was just in response to the pandemic that now more than ever, we really have to have these conversations, to your point, across different communities of practice. What were some techie buzzwords that struck your chord? You know, for me, it was zero trust and DevSecOps. Were there any others that caught your attention?
Blockchain was also brought up. Distributed ledger technology was a topic. You mentioned COVID. There were $5 trillion in COVID relief payments that was handled by the federal government. And that just goes to show you, right, we're in a digital age. Most of that was happening when a lot of stuff was shut down. So we needed to adapt and figure out how to do this in our digital world. Yet there's still bad actors out there, right, that want to take advantage of the situation. Fraud certainly affects American people and our tax dollars, but those tax dollars funds the federal government. And that certainly affects them with their budgeting and their fiscal dollars as well. So this is certainly a topic that affects all of us, whether we're on the citizen side as American people or serving our country, working with the federal government. So yeah, I'd say DevOps, blockchain, zero trust, a lot of those innovations and transformations that are helping to combat it. But again, trying to find that best solution for the specific problem.
Yeah, that was one of the three symposium opportunities that we're knocking. And that's why I was really psyched to see that you were participating. You know, we talked about broad information sharing needed in government. And we hear that a lot. It's just a matter of, but you have to do it. And I know OnPoint has that as one of its priorities. It's kind of one of your objectives. It's in your DNA, highlighting best-in-class solutions. It might not be that you developed it, but it might be you know how to implement it. And that's something that you've always talked to me about in terms of being an integrator, being somebody who knows how to take those tools. One of the things to your blockchain comment, it was interesting how the bad folks use it. That's why we have to learn how to use it in an effective manner. And that's something Kyle Armstrong in so many words said that I found rather interesting. Greg, before we hit the parting shot, you know, something that I love that you talk about a lot, and I know is, again, part of your belief system, is mapping technology to mission. Yesterday talked about there's no one tool that meets every mission. Do you want to just comment a little bit on that or emphasize or underscore how important that is?
Yeah, one of Ann Duncan's opening quotes was talking about, let's not reinvent the wheel. The technology is there. Certainly a lot of our industry partners have fantastic tools, but those tools need to be adapted for the specific mission that they're trying to help advance. Could be a plug and play solution, but there has to be some sort of, you know, customization is a bad word, but ensure that this is the best possible solution, no matter what it is, right? If blockchain seems to be the best solution for the job, so be it. But we need to make sure that, yes, the adversaries are using it, but how we're using it, we need to make sure that we're checking those boxes to secure, protect that data, to really try and mitigate a lot of that risk.
Roger that, and well said. And I'm going to just close out this chat on one. Again, always appreciate getting a perspective from those in industry and government. So I like to have these conversations. Having you there and hearing it as a former executive really causes pause for me to appreciate more, Greg, how you and OnPoint take these opportunities to engage with government seriously. And if I may, since you and I were chatting about this earlier, there were some really cool resources that came out of this. The Federal IT Operating Plan, publicly available on CIO.gov. Read the CARES Act, right? You told me you learned a lot about what that act was all about and how much money was being pumped in and to where. It's right there in plain English. And then GAO this past December had that report published, GAO 23-105523. It's a good read, but I think was fundamental to the fraud detection and prevention, the word you brought up earlier, and being proactive, that I found to be rather interesting. This, again, wasn't a one and done, as we heard Claire say and Deirdre, that this is going to be an ongoing discussion. And my advice is, and anyone in industry, is just always remember what Greg just said. There's no mission that's alike. Every tool can work multiple purposes. And working with companies and people like my good friend here, Greg Deloche, and the great people at OnPoint, is they're a phone call away. So with that, Greg, what are your parting shots?
Yeah, always a pleasure to talk to you, Pete. If I had a parting shot for this, I think the most important thing is to make sure that we're advancing towards a proactive transformation and modernization model with collaboration at scale. This has to be an all hands on deck approach in order to make sure that our data, our American citizens are staying safe.
Well said. And on that point, Greg, I look forward to our next chat, and I enjoyed drinking my green tea while we were doing it. but I always find that you give me reason to riff off your thought leadership. So thanks, my friend.
Always a pleasure. Looking forward to next time.